This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
The player that made the biggest move, I think, in terms of where he is right now on the team, I think you could argue is Xavier Hutchinson.
The arrow's pointed up.
Way up. We did earlier, you can use the Odyssey app. You gotta check that out. We did a stock up, stock down, players on the bubble edition. Stock up, stock down. And he was not on anybody's list, Clint, because there is no chance that he's anywhere close to the bubble right now, Clint, because if the Texans are starting with three receiver sets, Clint, I think, especially from what's been reported, what we're hearing, I think there's a great shot that he is one of the three right now. The way that it looks like in practice, how they've gone about things, I think it is a great shot that he is one of those top three guys, and that's over the rookie Higgins that they drafted early with their number one, with their first pick of that draft. Noel, who kind of plays a different spot there. But it seems like Hutchinson is maybe the third guy that they trust right now at the receiver position, which is not what I thought coming into the year. He has earned it, but he has really changed his place on this team.
Yeah, look, he was not in the group of wide receivers that I would say were locks to make this team this year. I think it was Nico Collins, I think it was Christian Kirk, and then the two rookies that were drafted early in the 2025 draft. Those four guys were locks. Everybody else, I think, needed to move. I mean, one way or the other to kind of clear some things up. I think the Texans made it loud and clear to any receiver, again, not named Christian Kirk and not named Nico Collins, on this roster, when they went and drafted used two of their top three draft picks in the 2025 draft on wide receivers, I think they made it clear to everybody else, hey, man, it's mess or get off the pot. It's time to make a move. You got to separate yourself. This status quo, just hanging around and playing when guys are injured and being the last ditch option, those days are over. We're bringing guys in here. They also bring in Justin Watson. They also bring in Braxton Berrios. They're bringing guys in here, and they're creating competition. And it's time to mess or get off the pot. And I'm going to tell you right now, Xavier Hutchinson has earned every bit of this.
Oh, I agree.
Xavier Hutchinson has been a guy that in the big moments throughout his career, although he hasn't been given all the opportunity all these other guys have been given, you could argue he hasn't even been given the opportunity consistently the way that John Metchie was, particularly in training camp, to try to prove something. But yet every time he was given an opportunity, he stepped up and made plays. And then you get to a point this year, Ron, and we didn't talk about this earlier, but I think this is key. When you look at the kind of offense that the Texans thought they were going to be last year, you know, the vertical approach, the stretch of the field, the five-headed monster, that's not gonna you know, pair well with Xavier Hutchinson. That's not gonna allow him to really have much of an opportunity to go out and compete.
See, that's why I was gonna ask you, does it feel like are we short, or are we in a situation that we wish was better because he has taken the third spot? Last year it was Tank Dell. Tank Dell was your third best receiver. That's a drop off from Tank Dell being your third to Xavier Hutchinson being your third. But judging by what you're saying, because the offensive shift, it's not as big of a situation.
Well, I think the offensive shift, you don't need five-headed monsters, right? But I was really, I agree with that point. But the one I'm trying to make now, Ron, is when you look at his skill set and right, like, he's never been a guy that can run away from coverage. He's never been a guy that's going to go out and big body 50-50 ball catch his way to a Pro Bowl career, a Pro Bowl year. He is going to be a guy that's going to have, he's going to be where he's supposed to be when he's supposed to be there. He's going to have perfect depth. He's going to run routes with precision. He's going to have great chemistry with the quarterback. He's not going to drop footballs. He's going to be available in clutch. He's going to have great instincts when the play breaks down and the quarterback starts scrambling. That is who Xavier Hutchinson is. And when you look at how they're playing offense this year, right? You've got to know how to make yourself available to the quarterback with your quick routes, right? You've got to be able to execute the screen game. You got to have great instinct. Everything is about getting the ball out of the quarterback's hands, presenting yourself to the quarterback, making yourself available, making yourself a viable option, and then catching the damn football when it comes your way. And all of those things play to his strengths. Like, this team isn't going out there every day going, how can we stretch this field? Hey, if they press the corner, man, we're going to throw the go route. If it's Nico, I think they will. But, like, that's not how they're gearing this offense. It's about, are you running this slant and are you getting across the face of that corner? Are you running the slant at the right depth? This quick out that you threw to Nico for a touchdown, are you running it at 2 or 3 yards or 2 steps or whatever it is? Or are you not able to retain it and you all of a sudden run 4 steps? Like, his precision, his discipline, and his chemistry with C.J. Stroud, I think, plays into the strengths of this offense, whereas I don't think that was the case last year.
Yeah. To go to the point, DJ Bieniemy, ESPN reporter, he said, one thing that's clear the other day is Xavier Hutchinson is going to play, and he's going to play a lot. He said the pecking order at receiver for the Texans right now, Nico Collins, Christian Kirk got the two top spots. Hutchinson appears to be the next guy up, but Higgins will rotate in there. Same with Jalen Knoll. And it looks like that is the case, and that's what we've seen before today. That's what we've seen in practice.
Yeah.
As well as he being kind of the next guy up. Someone texted in, Clint, that if Hutchinson is that valuable, then they wasted 2 draft picks.
No, I disagree wholeheartedly, 100%. We are the 2 draft picks are 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks into a pro football career. It's not everybody's not going to Kamari Lassiter this thing and be ready from jump street and be a damn near Pro Bowl player, all rookie player from jump. That's just not realistic. He was able to do it. Tip my cap to him. But not everybody's going to be able to do it. In fact, I would argue that when was the last receiver that came into Houston to be able to do that? Not named Andre Johnson and DeAndre Hopkins, right? I mean, it typically takes time for guys, at least a half a season, at least some real game action for guys to get to where they're able to contribute and able to listen, retain, and apply all of a playbook. And so, look, I think Higgins is going to have his place. I think Knoll's going to have his place. But right now, it doesn't surprise me that they are banking on 19. They're banking on Xavier Hutchinson, and I think he's earned every bit of it. I think it makes perfect sense.
I do like your point about the offense being different.
Yeah.
And that may make what he does more attractive right now, because he also will probably physically block in a way that others may not, and they do look at that as a deal there. But I'm not going to lie to you. I look at it, I'm like, do they have enough firepower
Yeah.
with with him getting plays, and the hope at some point, and I don't agree with the texture, but the hope at some point is Higgins takes the spot where he's getting more snaps through the season somewhere. Because, I mean, you do look at it. It's hard. We've talked about it. You go from Nico Collins, Stephon Diggs, Tank Dell, you know, to Xavier Hutchinson, who was fighting for a job last year.
Yeah.
Into this. And I don't know that he's taken leaps and bounds, you know, with his play from where
I think this offense is more complimentary for Xavier Hutchinson, and he's done a good job of developing and being the best that he can be. Now, the reality of it is, if you want to talk about the rookies, the rookie wide receivers, the reality of this thing is if in 2 years Higgins isn't, like, head over heels better than guys not named Nico Collins. Like, if he's not on that Nico Collins trajectory of where maybe he's not a 12, 1,400-yard guy, you know, a year guy, but if he's not a guy that you can see that's impacting games in a big, big way, then we can talk about, hey, man, was this dude ever going to live up to that second-round pick? You know, who is Higgins kind of deal? But, I mean, to expect a guy to Kamari Lassiter this thing and be great first game of the season – I just don't think that's real. Those expectations are a tad bit unfair for guys.
I am a bit surprised that maybe they did, and he just didn't take the way that maybe Lassiter did. But I am a bit surprised that they didn't just put him in there.
No, they did. I mean, Higgins.
You think they did? They just put him in there, well, and he just.
I mean, look. When Kamari came in, there was one position to play and get, and he got the bulk of the run at that one position. When you like, there's no Higgins has been in with the ones a lot. I would argue that Higgins has been in earlier and more often in training camp. It was Nico Collins, Christian Kirk, Brevin Jordan, Dalton Schultz, Cade Stover, any one of those three, and then Higgins. 81 was out there with him quite a bit. The thing is you constantly saw.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
All 19, when he got his opportunity, you saw him shine. And I just think right now, he's able to bring more to the table and handle more of the playbook and run more of the offense than Higgins is. That's not to say that Higgins isn't significantly more gifted than 19. He's significantly more gifted than Hutchinson. There's no doubt about it. But you got to figure out how you want to use that, use it properly, bring him on, you know, at his own pace. And that's up to Nick Caley. But now he's been out there. It just seems like the longer camp goes on, the closer we get to real action, the more we see 19 in that role.
Yeah, he's been out there. It just seemed like with Kamari, they just said, hey, man.
Oh, there ain't
that. That's going to be your gig, whether you have bad days or not.
No question.
Like, we're just going to let you. They said, like, Kamari Lassiter, there wasn't a chance for a sixth round corner to come get his job.
No question.
And maybe that was just him, and right. he played, and he did play well. But there wasn't a shot. Like he was getting the reps over right. there.
I'm not privy to the information. I don't watch the tape to that degree from an evaluation standpoint. But I would be willing to bet you that if you looked at D'Amico Ryan's evaluation or even Nick Caserio's evaluation on Higgins versus Lassiter, there was a telltale sign in there that they knew Lassiter was ready for the NFL and Higgins is going to take some work. Right? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like Higgins is more like most late first, early second round picks. And Lassiter being a second round pick was more like top 10 type development, maturity, and they probably knew that all along.
Yeah. All right, we'll see. Xavier Hutchinson going to play and play a lot. Hopefully that bodes well for the Texans. And as you said, Higgins.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.